Regina Matsenye, the spokesperson for Mozambique's Technical Secretariat for Electoral Administration, or STAI, tells VOA that plans have been made to ensure voting goes well in Cabo Delgado. She said authorities are working with Cabo Delgado officials to ensure the safety of election workers, who, she said, are using several transportation options to make sure voting materials reach their intended destinations. She says, we use aerial means, we use sea boats, we use cattle drone carts, we even often use people to carry it from one point to another to get the material to arrive. There are also motorbikes to carry this material. Cabo Delgado province has 1.4 million registered voters, nearly one-tenth of Mozambique's 17 million voters. Those voters head to the polls Wednesday to elect the next president, parliament, and provincial assemblies. Last Friday, President Filipe Nyusi told a ceremony to celebrate the 32nd anniversary of the country's Peace and Reconciliation Day. Tensions in Cabo Delgado province have eased in recent weeks after security forces carried out operations against insurgents. He said, thanks to the bravery and commitment of our defense and security forces, in recent weeks, several terrorists have been put out of action and important camps have been destroyed and military and propaganda equipment were captured. There were security concerns after the 16-member Southern African Development Community Mission in Mozambique, SAMIM, withdrew its 3,000-person force from Cabo Delgado in July, marking the end of its peacekeeping mission in the country. However, Tanzanian troops remained and are fighting alongside Rwandan soldiers and Mozambican defense and security forces to contain the violence in Cabo Delgado. This will be Mozambique's seventh general elections since a multi-party democracy was introduced in 1994, 2 years after the ruling Frelimo party signed a peace deal with Renamo rebels in Rome to end a 16-year civil war that killed approximately 1 million people. Charles Mangwiro for VOA News, Maputo, Mozambique.